Brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here, and guess who's here this morning?
Yeah, I actually made it, but we'll see how long I make it.
Well, good morning, Robin.
Morning.
How you feeling this morning?
Iffy.
Iffy?
The medicine they had given me to help me sleep was really, really working.
Yeah.
But I think I must have just gotten used to it or something.
Then it wasn't, huh?
Because I've been awake since 11 o'clock last night.
Holy moly, 11 o'clock. Wow.
So we will see if I make it through the second hour, y'all, but I know I'll be here the first hour. Well, and I'm not ignoring anybody. It's just this lack of sleep is really...
really wearing on you, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yeah.
I got you.
And it was really funny. Listening to that show I watched last night, it's amazing the things that sleep deprivation can cause.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Diabetes, high blood pressure, AFib,
uh-huh.
Stroke. I was like, oh, that sounds nice.
That's great, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I don't think I'm anywhere there.
Does it help you get along with your husband better?
No.
Just a question. Did they bring that up in the show?
No.
Okay.
No, it was a lady teaching me how to cook tomatoes.
How to cook tomatoes?
All the programs I watched last night was... did you get my text?
Yeah, I know. We got to talk about doing tomatoes. You want to do stuffed tomatoes and...
I want to do stuffed tomatoes with couscous.
Sun-dried tomatoes.
And sun-dried tomatoes. So I need you to pick some up today while you're out.
Oh, sure. Okay, I'll get some.
I watched this whole thing. I mean, they did tomato bread pudding. It was really cool.
How'd you like dinner last night?
Alan brought me dinner home last night. It was absolutely the best soft crab that he cooked that I have ever tasted in my life, bar none. It was much better than that one on our first date.
Oh.
Yeah.
The one you had garlic breath for a week?
I didn't eat it.
I know.
You could smell the garlic coming towards you. And crawfish.
Yep. Now, I want to tell the folks, crawfish season is, from what I understand, January to June. So it's nearly impossible to get crawfish right now at your local seafood dealer. However, my buddy over there in Glen Burnie is...
well connected.
Well, see, he buys crawfish, and then he's open Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, every Monday when he closes, if he has leftover crawfish, live crawfish, he takes them to a friend of his who has a restaurant. It's Bill Merkel over there at NBS Seafood, advertiser with us in the Crab Magazine and in the Hunting Quarterly. And they do a crawfish boil. They let the first thing you have to do with crawfish, by the way, is purge them. Okay, I don't know if people know what that is. I do it with blue crabs when I get them live. I do them with crawfish, any crustacean. We purge them. You put them in fresh water.
I know mainly about clams and scallops and stuff.
Same thing. You get them. You put them in fresh water, and they purge themselves. They basically poop in the water and clean themselves out. You throw the water away, of course, and then you just and they're much tastier. You know, it's like deveining a shrimp, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So they purge crawfish. They cook them in a Louisiana-style boil, let them cool off, and then they freeze them in, 3-pound bags, which is what I got yesterday.
Where does he get them live from? That's what I don't
know. Louisiana.
Get. But I thought that was wrong season.
Well, I said these crayfish were left over from June, the end of the season.
I'm confused. Okay, that's fine. Okay. Whatever.
The crawfish, the live crawfish season is January.
He keeps
to
them alive
June.
Like he does his soft crabs in the little slough box.
No. He has live crawfish shipped in. He sells a lot of live crawfish.
I'm really confused, but that's all right.
January to June.
I understand that. But you
on Mondays, when he has live crawfish left over, he takes them to his friend at the restaurant. They cook them. They cool them. They purge them. They cook them. They cool them. And they freeze a three-pound bag of them.
So he's using his frozen ones now. He's not getting them live now.
Correct. What you
okay,
had last
well, the way you were saying it was very confusing.
What you had last night were frozen.
I understand.
Pre-cooked.
But the way you were saying it was very
shellfish.
It was like he still gets it on Friday. Whatever. Anyway, you said he was the one that taught you how to clean a soft crab too, right?
Yes.
Well, him through an article through Carol Sherrington in our magazine.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Correct.
That was the best cleaned soft crab I'd ever had. I don't like soft crab with any mustard in it. Okay. Don't mess with me and my mustard with crawfish. I don't want it in there.
Right.
And it was cleaned perfectly. They were cooked, sauteed in butter. The legs were crispy. He even gave me his crab because my favorite part is those little crispy back fin legs with the little thing on the end of it. Okay, my sister and I used to fight over them when we were kids to eat. And mine didn't have any little back fin legs. So after me accusing him of stealing my back fin legs, he gave me his because his had back fin legs on it.
Correct.
So that was very sweet of you, honey.
Yes. It's very easy to clean a soft crab the way he teaches you. Okay? Start on the outside. Pair of scissors. Start on the outsides of the eyes. Don't cut the eyeballs straight across and clean the mouth and the eyeballs off. Make a V cut towards the middle of the crab on both sides. Outside the eyes, in towards the middle of the crab. One cut, two cuts. That way the mouth, the eyes, and everything else are out of there. If there's a little mustard, you can scrape that out with your finger. Those little white things, whatever they're called, they come out. And then lift the flap. I take the apron off first and save that for perch bait. Okay, apron off, V cut, flip up the sides, same scissors, clip off the lungs or the dead man's fingers or whatever you want to call them, and then we go from there. All I do is saute them in butter. So 410 to be CBM 680, 410-922-6680. Let's talk to Scott in Middle River. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Alan. Good to hear you this morning, you and Robin. I hope she does better with her sleep issues. I know that can be a problem.
Oh, it's miserable. It is miserable. Yeah. I'll be honest. I don't.
Usually on nights that I have a tournament, I can't sleep. I always get
excited,
even though I've been doing this for a long time.
You get excited about the next day.
I'm on my way to Dundee Creek Marina this morning. Our club has a bass tournament. So,
oh, cool.
Just wanted to call and let you know. I haven't forgot about. Has your young man found a bass boat?
He has. He found a tracker, really nice boat, and they went to get it. It was in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. They live in Northeast Cecil County. He and his dad and his mom went to get it, and they drove up and purchased the boat, and were coming back. Everything looked great, and lost a tire, blew a tire. So that was, you know, like 9 o'clock at night. So he called a buddy who lives nearby. The guy went to the big box store and bought him two new trailer tires on wheels. Cost him like $300. They changed them out and brought the boat home. But you know, it was an adventure getting home with it. But you know,
did you tell him welcome to the world?
Welcome to the world. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. No question.
Initiation by fire.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Right, I just wanted to say hi, and one of the things that's always been a sore spot for me amongst hunters and fishermen, you know, we keep getting hammered every year in the Maryland legislature over ridiculous new laws and stuff, but a lot of guys aren't even registered to vote.
And I know.
I talk to them, and, you know, they say, oh, it doesn't matter, my one vote, but it does matter. And if we could get all of our hunter and fisherman friends to register and vote, we could make a difference.
They definitely could.
I just wanted to, you know, bring that up.
I appreciate
that. That was Fran's big
Yep. Push. Best wishes to Fran, by the way. I know she's listening. So, but, yep, you're right, Robin.
All right. That big.
Well, look, I just wanted to call and say hi. And
all right.
Ready to pull up to the marina here. We're going to go out and enjoy our day and hopefully go.
Let us know how you did.
Yeah, give us an update. Hey, Scott, one more thing real quick. When you talk about your hunters and fishermen registering to vote, ask them if they don't want to do jury duty, if that's the reason they don't want to register to vote. And if they say, yeah, I don't want to be bothered with that, just simply say, do you drive? Because if you have a driver's license, your name's already on the list.
Yep.
So. Exactly.
Because
yeah.
I'm not registered to hunt or fish, but I get called for jury duty.
I know. Hey, Scott, good luck today, buddy. Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. We'll talk about muzzleloader contest. Muzzleloaders are here, folks. Yep, CVA's participating again. The muzzleloaders are here.
Well, if you could have seen him last weekend biting at the bit to have to sign for that package.
All right. We got to talk our buddies about Backyard Billy's. I went by there yesterday. All the backyard stuff is out in the yard, out in Billy's backyard. All the Adirondack chairs are lined up, the greenhouses, the sheds, the pergolas, the gazebos, everything else. You have put it off long enough. Summer's drawing to a close, and you might want to check for Labor Day coming up. You might want to check and see if they have something that you could possibly use to dress up your backyard for the rest of the fall. It's gorgeous. Gorgeous tables and chairs and all the shed stuff that I mentioned. And, by the way, those sheds and the big stuff like the gym sets for the kids and so forth, free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now, inside the showroom, you'll find the Heat Shop, Hearth America. That's where the barbecue grills are, the Traeger, the Memphis stainless steel grills, the Traeger pellet grill, Big Green Egg, Kamado Joe. Behind that are all the fireplace inserts and freestanding fireplaces. Why not stop by? Outdoor fire pits and rings for those backyard bonfires and, you know, s'mores and wieners and marshmallows and stuff. They got garden decorations, too, and everything else you need. BackyardBillies.com, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44. That's Evans Avenue, headed to Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. Now, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're ready for archery season. Not only archery, but they've got crabbing and fishing and everything else. But for archery season, Clyde's has bow repair. They have all the bow accessories, you know, the scents and the lures and all that stuff. Bow season actually starts September 8th. They can tune up your bow, get you some broadheads, accessories, crossbow arrows, and so forth. And they have a complete selection of muzzleloader equipment as well. Muzzleloaders, powder, pellets, bullets, cleaning supplies, and accessories. They do carry CVA. They've got the Optima V2 and the Scout, which is a centerfire rifle, Scout TD in 45-70, which is perfect for the straight wall cartridge season. 45-70, great gun. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9, 410-242-6108, ClydeSports.com, open 7 days a week, just like Backyard Billy's. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex Fleet Services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean, lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look mean. You got your granny. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was a working on the chain gang. A mean, vicious, straight razor toting woman.
Perfect song, Aaron.
Yep, sounds like you.
Every day before supper time, she'd go down by the truck patch and pick her a mess of pork salad and carry it home in a cold sack. Pork salad, Annie. You got your granny, you got your granny. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was a-working on the chain.
Hey, Robin.
Yeah.
I really didn't mean to cut you off. I just realized what time it was. I know you were talking about the CVA. We got the muzzleloaders here, and please continue your story.
No, that's all right. That's all right.
No, don't do that.
Nope, I'm good. No, it was just funny. He all day he was so terrified he was going to miss being able to sign for it. He was like a caged cat last Saturday.
I didn't want to miss the guy. So, yep, our digital doorbell went up a while back, and we didn't have a new one installed till this past weekend, and so we had no way to know the guy was out there unless you were out there. Put a big sign on the door, please knock. And he did, and he was very accommodating. So here's what we've got, and I want to ask the listeners. I've asked you, and I have your opinion, Robin, whether or not we should give away a muzzleloader in September, October, and November, or do what we've been doing the last few years, October, November, December. And what was your thought on that?
If you're going to do it that way, it's got to be done the middle of December so they can get it in time for a Christmas present for somebody or grandson or whatever.
So you're saying September, October, November.
Or October, November, and December, but December would be the middle of December, like the 15th or something.
I see.
As long as they can get it in time for Christmas if they want to give it to one of their grandkids. You know what I'm trying
to say. Sure, I understand. Well, none of these have scopes on them, and if somebody wants to... If we do it in September, then you've got your muzzleloader for early muzzleloader season. You can get your optics, you can get it installed and get it shot in. If we do that by the end of September, if we do it at the end of October, we're fine. If we do it at the end of November, then again, you have an opportunity, a couple weeks, to get it ready for either Christmas present or the late muzzleloader season. If you have to wait till the end of December, you're going to miss the late muzzleloader season, or at least the beginning of it. So I'll toss this out to our listeners. September, October, November, option one, or October, November, December, option two. 410 WCBM 680. Today we're still giving away fishing tackle from Tackle Box Tim and High Tide Lures. I think this is a striped bass package, if I remember. I'm not sure. 410 WCBM 680. All you got to do is call, leave your name and number with Aaron, first, last name, accurate phone number, and at the end of the month, Robin will put the correspond the names to numbers, put the numbers in the random generator, pick a number, and that will pick a winner. That'll pick a winner, correspond to a winner's name. So 410-922-6680 is WCBM 680. Call in if you'd like to win the Fish and Tackle package. Aaron will take your name and number. Oh, the only other stipulation is you have to go on the air with us and say, all you got to do is say, I just want to get in the contest. Hi, make a comment, ask a question, and you're in the contest. Easiest contest in the world. Rules are the same for the muzzleloader contest, but we're not starting that until our listeners determine whether it's going to be option one, September, October, November, or option two, October, November, December.
With December being the middle of the month.
Okay.
Don't you think?
Well, yeah, if they pick option two, they won't have as many opportunities to win. So,
huh?
If they pick option two, we're cutting off the entries only 2 weeks in. You said the middle of December.
So they can get it in time for late muzzleloader or whatever you said, and Christmas.
Yeah, I got you. Okay, we need to know. 410-922-6680. White marlin open. Did you see this? 640-pound blue marlin worth $6 million.
No.
Yep. What do you think about that? How about Mark in Delaware? Good morning, Mark. How are you doing?
Good morning.
Hey, Mark.
How are you two?
We're all right. How about you?
Good.
Good.
Blessed. Really,
yep.
Really very fortunate. Here's a question that's really outdoors related. Where we live, we have these settlement ponds.
Yes.
And Canadian geese have taken up residence here.
Uh-huh.
A lot of them.
Yep.
I mean, like we're running a fertilizer factory here.
Yep.
How do you get rid of them?
You can't.
Short of calling in hunters, and I'm
well,
I'm
if they're resident,
to that,
they...
my neighbors probably are.
Right.
They've tried monofilament strings. Now they're looking into a service that has border collies and a guy in a kayak who chases them away. What do you have any experience, or maybe some of the other listeners have an idea of how to get them to move away?
Are they resident geese?
Yeah, they're resident geese. They would be resident geese. They're not migratory. They live there year-round. They nest there in and around those ponds. They raise their young. And because there's no reason for them to leave, you know, they just stay there.
Yeah, we know they're not Canadian geese because they just honk. They don't go honk, eh?
I knew it was going to be good. I just heard a thing on Fox News yesterday about a guy who will go in and live when somebody's squatting in your house.
Yeah.
And drive them insane and put ring cameras up and all this stuff.
I heard that, yeah.
And try to run them out.
Yeah. Well, the guy in the kayak would do that. There are services who will come and harass those geese, like he said, with dogs. Salisbury took the unusual move of actually killing them, exterminating them. I believe they shot them for the most part, hauled them to a processor somewhere, and I believe they were processed for a food bank. And that'll only temporarily resolve the problem. They are a problem. If you could, you know, it's illegal to rally waterfowl during the waterfowl season. What that means is you can't go in and harass them off your pond and try and get them to fly over a field where hunters are lying in wait. So that's not a good idea. That you can't do that. So it is a sticky problem. I'm sure your golf courses around there are just being driven nuts with them too. So has anybody talked to DENREC?
They've got a meeting set up for several communities.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's DENREC?
Delaware Natural Resources and Environmental Commission, or whatever they call them. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. DENREC, I'm not sure what their recommendations are going to be. But, I mean, they are definitely a biological health hazard.
That's
because.
That's a problem. We have a lot of toddlers running around, and,
and
people say their dogs are getting sick from it.
Yeah, no doubt in my mind. No doubt in my mind. So, you're going to have to go, because they are considered wildlife, even though they're, you know, resident geese, and, you know, they are definitely a problem. You're going to have to go with what Denrek says. They're not like a migratory Canada goose. They are resident, which has a different designation. Maryland season starts here September 1st through the 15th on the shore and through the 25th on the western shore. Limit is 8 per day per hunter. So, you know, you get 4 guys in layout blinds or in a blind, you can take, 32 geese. So that helps. The problem you're having right now is I believe they're probably molting or just coming out of molting. So you may have seen way, way more during this time of year than you had previously because they're not flying. They can't fly. So I don't know. Have you seen an uptick in the population that's hanging around?
Yeah, the word is there are two ponds on the side of a road.
Right.
But they walk. They literally walk further down the road to a bigger pond.
Yeah.
And it's an enormous population.
Yeah. I mean, when you say enormous, you're talking 80, 100?
Oh, no, hundreds.
Hundreds? Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely, hundreds.
Brian has gosling
problems. It's
like problems,
I've read with Audubon.
Yeah.
He would go out and shoot birds, like carrier pigeons and stuff, and the sky would be black with them for days. The flocks were so big.
Wow.
You have to send Alan some
pictures.
It's not
quite that bad, but it's well on its way.
Yeah.
You have to send Alan some pictures.
Yeah.
Yep. And the issue with the early geese is it's so warm, and you kill that many geese, you've really got to clean them quick. You know what I mean? If you're going to utilize them, you really got to clean them quick and get them on ice, because it is so warm. I've shot early season geese and shot, I think we shot 25 the last time I went, and you'll find a lot of bands this time of year because if, Denrek or Maryland DNR is tagging, they're going to go where there's a good concentration of geese are when they are, when they have molted and can't fly, they'll capture them and they'll band them. And then, they don't fly that far. And I think out of that 24, 25 geese we took that day, we had 8 bands and they were from like a mile away. They were, it's an interesting dynamic on the resident geese for sure. So,
well, I had a friend years ago, and a single goose took up residence at her house.
Uh huh.
She couldn't get UPS or FedEx to deliver. The goose became very protective of her and her daughter, and it would, extend its wings. It was a big bird, and it very aggressive. Made an excellent security thing, except for the mess it left. She couldn't walk to the car anymore. And finally had a handyman take it away, but it was so close to Christmas that I've always had my doubts about where that bird went.
It was delicious.
It was a Christmas goose.
All right, buddy. Well, thanks for the call. I wish I had a better solution for you, but, they are definitely an issue, no question.
But we have some out in the pond on Elliott Road.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And they're a pain.
They are. Even the ones back here in this pond, there's a little community pond behind us here. I don't even know the reason for that pond.
I don't remember.
Yeah,
there's a reason for it, though.
It's like 2 blocks away.
The builders put it in for settlement control.
Right.
And they have to keep it something like 5 years.
Right.
This development's like 90 years old.
Yeah, this one back here is tough.
Oh,
but
goodness. That certainly predates any.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's beyond the pale. I don't think anybody's allowed to fish it or do anything with it, but the geese love. Yeah, it's nice to hear them go over in the morning and come in at night, but you know they're not in the neighborhood, which is a good thing. So, all right.
Yeah,
hey, Mark. Go ahead.
It's beautiful, but too much of a good thing.
Too much of a good thing. Good yeah. Point. Thanks, buddy.
Have a wonderful week.
You do the
you
same.
Too.
Thanks. Bye bye. Hey, Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, right where you were talking about, Robin. There, just off Route 50. That's where the locals get their tires. And they get their auto service work done there, too.
And their resident geese.
And the resident geese. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama. Our buddies at Spurry's Tire Service have the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model. I saw a Volkswagen something yesterday that somebody had painted, and all the fenders and all the panels were different colors. A yellow roof and a blue door and a red fender, and I'm looking at that, and I'm thinking, I ought to mention that in Spurry's commercial because they have tires for that thing, too. Whatever it was supposed to represent. Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine from your backyard to your barnyard. That's right, garden tractors to farm tractors, all the farm equipment, all the farm machinery, even your little local lawnmower and wheelbarrow. They can handle all that. Tire repairs. Ask Tackle Box Tim. Ask Alan Ellis. Full-service automotive repair, including checking and diagnosing and repairing your vehicle when that check engine light comes on. 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurry's Tire Service customers, including Robin and me, and our kids, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by, no appointment needed. For tires, call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurriestireservice.com, or spurriestire.com, excuse me. Did I say that line, no appointment needed for tires? I think I did. 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Argo extreme terrain vehicles are what hunters and anglers think when it comes to navigating the toughest terrain. Shanks Argo in Chambersburg is the Mid-Atlantic's premier Argo XTV dealer. From the marshes of the Delmarva to the mountains of Western Maryland, Argo provides extreme terrain performance for getting you there and getting you back. The Argo family of extreme terrain vehicles covers a full range of models for every recreational and professional requirement. Visit Shanks Argo to choose the vehicle series and model that best suits your extreme conditions. The Magnum side-by-side, the Frontier 6x6 and 8x8, the Aurora Huntmaster 8x8, and the Frontier Scout 6x6. You can test drive these in-stock Argos at Shanks Argo, 4900 Molly Pitcher Highway in Chambersburg, PA. 717-375-1025. That's 717-375-1025, or visit shanksargo.com. Argo, the world standard for amphibious off-road mobility at Shanks Argo. Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice, really. By the bag or block? Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs with bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials and give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice. Man.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'll take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade sitting in the shade. Whether it's hot, whether it's cool, oh, what a spot for whistling like a fool. What a fine day to take.
Yesterday I was at Shanks Argo, one of our sponsors, and it's actually a lawn equipment place, and they carry a lot of different lines of lawn equipment, you know, mowers and things like that. And I was looking at a pole saw, a chainsaw and a pole for trimming trees and brush and things like that. And I haven't talked to Robin about it yet. She's hearing about this for the first time.
Great.
But I'm thinking about, you know, investing in one because...
In a what?
In a pole saw. A chainsaw and a pole for trimming trees and cutting brush.
No, you cut your hand off or something.
No. Because the chainsaw's way up there at the end of the pole.
Until you drop it on your hand and then you cut your hand off.
No, that's not going to happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, I was looking at one, and I asked the salesman, Jeff, up there. I said, "What, you know, you have all these different brands. What do you like?" And he took me over to the Echo Wall. Echo is an equipment company, and they have a, what did he call it, a POS or whatever he called it. But it's a modular system. You buy the motor, whether it's battery or gas, you buy that, and it's got a set length on that, and then you buy the accessories for the end. And you can get a brush trimmer, like a saw blade. You can get a chainsaw. You can get a weed trimmer. You can get all those accessories. And there's a 3-foot or 4-foot extension you can clip in on there, too. And it's all really cool. I mean, if you buy the whole set, it's going to cost you a few $100. But, it's interchangeable accessories and equipment for that. And I thought that was pretty cool. I'd just like to, you know, give Shanks a shout-out for helping me understand that. So, let's see. Peter in Parkville. Good morning, Peter. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. Listen, I wanted to know, perhaps you could give me some fine points on the difference between 12-gauge and 20-gauge shotguns. I have both.
Okay. Well, obviously, the 12 gauge, the larger the number, the smaller the bore. So you go 8 gauge, 12 gauge, 10 gauge, 16 gauge, 20 gauge,
right.
28 gauge, and the higher the number, the smaller the diameter of the bore. And I'm not sure what that measurement was. It was so many,
sure.
So many 12 gauge balls, 12 gauge balls make a pound, and 20, something like that.
Sure.
But the 410 shotgun is not actually a gauge. It is a caliber.
It's a caliber,
But the difference is there's more powerful. The bigger the bore, the more powerful, and the longer range.
Right, right.
You know.
Now, 20 gauge would probably be good for, say, dove or squirrels, rabbits maybe.
Yeah, sure. 20 gauge is good for that. If you get a 20 gauge, there's a very popular, Savage makes a very popular 20 gauge shotgun with a rifled bore for deer.
Oh, no kidding.
There's plenty of power there, and I've used 20 gauge for waterfowl and everything else.
Yeah,
they work just fine.
The 20 gauge that I have is unfinished. I'm in the process of taking off all the wood and, you know, finishing that off.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never shot it yet, so...
What model is it?
I have it in front of me, but I can't see it. I'm not sure.
On the barrel. It would be on the barrel.
Yeah, but I can't see it from where I am.
Oh, I see.
Okay. Here.
I got it.
But
is it a pump action? Is it a...
It's a pump, yeah.
Okay.
The 20 gauge is a pump. The 12 gauge is over and under.
Okay, yeah, two shots, sure.
And it's smooth bore, you know.
Yes.
Smooth bore.
Right.
So,
yeah.
So small game. I mean, it's a 20 gauge is
just great
fine,
for that.
Right?
Yep, be great for that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
No,
that's right.
A lot of youngsters start out with a 20 gauge. You know, smaller youngsters start out with a 20 gauge because the recoil isn't felt as much.
I think I had.
You had a 20 gauge?
Yeah.
Probably.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I started my grandson out. Jacob started out with that 20 gauge.
Yeah. So it's less recoil than.
Yeah, and actually had two barrels. It had interchangeable barrels. It had a slug barrel for deer, and it had a waterfowl or game bird barrel. So.
Right.
So, yep. Hope that answers your question.
Yes, very much. Yeah, you're the expert.
I don't know about all that.
I thank you very much, Alan.
All right, buddy.
All right, thank you. Take care now.
Indeed. You know, last week we talked about the Biden administration cutting off federal funding for schools programs that involve hunter safety education or archery in the schools. And, you know, I guess the Safari Club has now joined the Sportsman's Alliance and others in engaging in a lawsuit against the administration. But we talked a little bit about the matching funds, the Pittman-Robertson or Wildlife Restoration Fund is what it's called now, and the Sportfish Restoration Fund. A lot of stuff going on in Maine about that. If there's any kind of issue about this way the states use the matching funds from U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, they send in an auditor. And we've been audited here in Maryland, and there were a few violations. I think Maryland DNR bought an ATV or something like that a couple of years back that they were they weren't allowed to purchase with PR funds. But just this week, federal auditors have accused Maine of diverting $2.6 million in federal grants meant to fund popular fishing, hunting, and wildlife protection programs into its underfunded pension and retiree health care system instead. They took hunters' hunting license money that was generated by hunters and anglers, matched by federal funds, diverted the federal funds into their underfunded pension and retiree health care system instead. The investigative arm of the U.S. Department of the Interior has issued several recent audits, the latest released July 28th, questioning the practice of using new grants to pay down old pension liabilities within Maine's Department of Marine Resources and Department of Inland Fisheries and Wildlife between 2017 and 2019. The recent audits of DMR and DIFW and W grant use also found another $750,000 in alleged financial irregularities, including alleged misuse of hunting and fishing license revenue, sloppy record keeping, and exaggerating the value of volunteer time used to qualify for matching federal grant funds. Quote, the efficiency and effectiveness of federal grants are potentially reduced, the auditors wrote in their report on DMR grant use. If states use the greater proportion of grant funding to pay down unfunded liabilities, less funding is available to accomplish the grant's agreed-upon objectives. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service must submit a corrective action report on how it plans to address the auditor's DMR findings by August 15th and the DF&W findings on October 27th. Those reports must include deadlines for implementation and the amount of any grant funds it might ask Maine to repay. It's not clear whether the state faces future penalties, but state officials have disputed many of the officer of the Inspector General's findings, including the use of grant funds to pay down its pension and retirement health care debts, which officials described as common payroll practice at state agencies both in Maine and across the country. State Controller Douglas Cotwar told auditors in February that the practice was allowable and reasonable. In Maine's case, the fringe benefits are granted under established written policies, Cotwar wrote in response to the Inspector General's draft finding. Funded within the fiscal year charged, computed by an acceptable actuarial cost method, with the unfunded liability component amortized over a period of years. And it goes on from there. I'll be glad to send anybody this if they like, but it sounds to me like the Interior is not happy with the wildlife restoration and fisheries restoration funds that were put into play to reback these unfunded pension plans. Very interesting, very interesting. But Maine definitely has its issues with wildlife fisheries and their new boating courses, that's for sure. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Aaron, any callers on the line or coming in right now? All right, well, while they're doing that, I want to tell you folks about the Fire Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. You know, we talk about this fireplace in your house, and many of us have one or had one. You know, you fill that hole up with a gas fireplace insert, and you've got supplemental or even primary heat in your house, and you can find all that at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Now, Robin and I selected an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert because we already had gas at the house. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation and have provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Now, if you prefer pellet, the same company, Enviro has pellet inserts and freestanding pellet stoves. Another company called Regency, also available at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, has the wood fireplace inserts and freestanding wood stoves. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop in the showroom. You'll be ready for that future cold weather. It'll be here sooner than you think. Yes, indeed, it's time to act before it gets cold and everybody rushes to buy. Visit BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. That number, 410-827-4500. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market.
Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice, really. By the bag or block? Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice. It's open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials. And give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Sent that to John, huh?
What?
That picture.
I know.
You said it was that now. Oh, hey, we're on.
Huh?
Yeah, there's the music, Robin. Say your thing.
Everybody, get out, stay safe. And if I'm not here in the next hour, hopefully I'll be snoring.